And North Huron will pick up about 5 yards on that handoff. 63 was the ball carrier, Frank Duda.
Number 12 with the tackle.
Picks up about 5 yards, so that'll bring up a second and five. Out of the I formation, hands off to the halfback. Nothing there in that tackle hole. You know, tries wrapped to take up. It outside, and Mike Craig is wrapped up there, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Taken down on the outside, looked like number 20, Nick Phillips for the Wildcats. And they're back to the original five to go here. It's going to bring up a third and five. Handoff up the middle of the fullback. Twisting and turning, and that Jackson Mayville Wildcat line that is just not moving anywhere. It's 63, Frank Duda. I was looking. He went to the left and rolled back over to the right side. There was just no hole. And just back to the line of scrimmage.
Jackson Shank with a big one there, the defensive end, the junior.
And the Warriors on a fourth down, fourth and five, will go for it on the 35-yard line of the Wildcats. Out of the shotgun, number 25, Sharamsky looks back to pass. And the pass is complete, in and out. And it looks like we're going to be close to a first down. So see how they mark it. It'll be a North Huron first down.
Way to mix it up.
Well, a nice pass over to the right side. Just got it past that first down marker, and here we go, first and 10 now on the 30-yard line.
Big hit by 31.
Mike Craig took the snap and got hit just about as soon as that football got in his hand. And a little bit shook up. But Craig's back up on his feet. Back out of the I formation, 25, Sharamsky under center. Fakes the handoff to the halfback. He's rolling out the right side. Gets a pass off to the right. Oh, it's going to be intercepted. He threw that up in the air, and that was a pass that never should have happened. Boy, you had a first down there, and you had lots of time, and he was being chased down instead of just throwing it out of bounds or holding it, taking it under the arm and running it down the sidelines. Threw it up in the air, and it's an interception. It's going to be Mayville ball. Wildcats take over on the Mayville 20-yard line, first and 10.
Nick Phillips with the big interception, number 20, their sophomore.
If you're just joining us, Cruise 102.1 game of the week, North Huron Warriors and the Mayville Wildcats. Mayville hands up off the middle, nothing there, back to the original line of scrimmage.
Goose eggs on the scoreboard, 9:24 on the clock.
45 is the ball carrier, Zach Leffler from Mayville. Leffler took it up the middle and nothing there as the interior. Pretty big line here for the Warriors up front. Number 93, Tom Toner. Up in the left tackle, 56 is over there, Evan Rice. And here we go, back out of the shotgun. Quarterback keeper from Mayville. Fakes the handoff to the right side. Nothing there for Zach Leffler. And the quarterback keep goes to the left side. Might pick up a couple yards. And that'll bring up a third down for the Wildcats. Number 12, Jared Hoag is the quarterback for the Mayville Wildcats. Mayville's going to split receivers out, both left, wide left, all the way to the sidelines, left and right. And it's going to be a pitch out. Looked like a quarterback keep up the middle for just a minute. And then a quick pitch to the back, 45, Zach Leffler. And looks like he's going to be just a few yards short of the first down. That'll bring up a fourth down and about 3 yards to go.
Frank Duda responsible for wrapping him up, number 63.
Looks like Mayville's going to kick, and boy, they put some receivers out there. Gets a nice punt away. Lands on the Warrior 45-yard line, and it's going to be down by number 87, Gabe Smith. And the Warriors will take over on their 38-yard line. First and 10 for North Huron. You know, I know it's early on so far, Josh, but looking at the teams right now, and this is kind of what Randy Miller had told us earlier. If the Warriors can hang in there for the first half, you know, they really are apparently evenly matched. And
so far it looks that way.
It looks very evenly matched, size-wise and talent and speed-wise.
Already two possessions for North Huron already in this early game.
Out of the shotgun, quick handoff up the middle. The number 54, Andrew Pichette, the fullback for the Warriors. Pichette will pick up about a yard. That'll bring up a second down and 9 for North Huron. On the Warrior 38-yard line. Sharamsky under center on the end around. Going from left to right and just nothing there.
The freshman with the tackle there, Jeffrey Frost, number 81.
19 was the ball carrier, Mike Craig. He got her down the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up about a foot or two, but not much more than that. As we'll go with a 3rd and 8, 7:18 to go here in your first quarter. Shramsky out of the shotgun. Got receivers open, deep down the middle. Oh, it had 23 down there. I don't have a number or name on it, but I got number 23 for the Warriors. Oh, yeah, I do. Matt Koth. Man, looks like
down there.
Matt just stopped running. He
lost
you know,
the ball in transit.
He looked up and he didn't see the ball and stopped and went right over his head. So that'll bring up a 4th down for the Warriors, already in the 4th down situation.
7:03 on the clock.
And Warriors are going to go for it on the 37-yard line.
Oh,
Shramsky back to pass, and we've got whistles all over the place.
Second attempt on a 4th down already in the first quarter.
Let's see what the officials say here. And the whistles were blowing even before the ball was snapped. Shramsky was back onto the shotgun. He threw a big pass down the field. Might as well give it a shot anyways. So if you're looking at your radio from right to your left, the North Huron Warriors in the all yellow uniforms, the gold, blue and gold, and the Mayville Wildcats with the black pants and the white jerseys to your left. And here we go. It's going to be 4th down. 4th and about 8. Shramsky back to pass out of the shotgun. Looking down the middle. Intercepted by number 12, Jared Hogue of the Wildcats.
That's the fun thing about 8-man football. That's their quarterback and their full safety. So, you know, your star player can play so many different things.
Well, that was a 4th down play, and although Jared Hogue intercepted that there on the 37-yard line, had he just knocked it down, they'd have been 30 yards in the other direction
it's on those,
the Warriors' side. So
one of those conscious plays you don't really think about.
It happens so fast, you get excited and you grab it, but here we go. Mayville over the ball, 1st and 10 for the Wildcats. Wildcats on their 36-yard line, driving left to right. Quarterback out of the shotgun has an open receiver, number 20, Nick Phillips. And Phillips with a nice catch and picks up a few yards after the reception.
Number 28, Justin Whelan with the tackle.
So Phillips picks up about 8 yards on the pass reception, and that's going to bring up a 2nd and 2 for Mayville. Ball marked on the 45-yard line. Wildcats break over the ball. Going to put a receiver wide left, wide right. Quarterback out of the shotgun. Fakes the quick handoff. Quarterback keep off the left side. Jared Hogue. And Hogue's got enough for the 1st down for Mayville. And gets it into Warrior territory. So they'll take over 1st and 10 on the Warriors' 49-yard line. Wildcats with the ball. No score on the board. 6:13 to go here in your first quarter. Again, Wildcats splitting receivers, wide left, wide right. Number 20, Nick Phillips on the near side. Oh, and jumping the gun over there on the far side. That's going to be 44, Logan Levine. Beat the snap count, and the flags are out. And it's going to be called against North Huron.
That was a close one.
Yeah, I'd have flipped a coin on that one.